Today is Masechta Beis, Daf Yud Beis. We will begin on Daf Yud Beis, Amud Aleph, on the top of Amud at the Mishnah. Teaches us, we know on Shabbos, Melach is Yontav, is Asur, Melach is prohibited. And of course, one of the Melachas that we are familiar with that's Asur on Shabbos is the Melach of Aitzah. One may not carry from Shusram to Shusayachad, or Shusayachad to Shusrabim, or carry Dalar Amos in the Shusayachad. And Rishus HaRabim. On Yontif, the Torah Gdosh says, Ach Ashiyoch L'chol Lefesh Hu L'vad Yosu L'chem. What the Torah says is that a melacha that's Oichol Nefesh, that's needed to prepare food on Yontif, is permitted on Yontif. As we have mentioned, and we'll Mitzvah Shem continue discussing, that doesn't mean that all melachas are mutter on Yontif. There are certain melachas that we have discussed are actually not mutter on Yontif, but a melacha that certainly melachas that are the tzarich eichel that are tzarich eichel nefesh, most melachas that are tzarich eichel nefesh are permitted. Says the Mishnah Beishamar Amrim, Eimot Sin Leis a Katnav Leis a Lulav Leis Eves a Taira. One may not move, carry on Shabbos a child a lulav who can't walk by himself, a lulav or a sefer Taira from Rishus Hayochid to Rishus Harabim, because we're not carrying these. These things l'tzarich oichel nefesh, and Beis Shammai's opinion is that oichel nefesh is mutter on yontif, but only oichel nefesh is mutter on yontif. Beis Hillel matirim, and here we learn that the concept of Beis Hillel is metoich shehutru l'tzarich, hutru nami shloi l'tzarich. Even a melacha that's not being done for tzarich oichel nefesh is mutter l'loi l'tzarich oichel nefesh. So there's a very fundamental machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos, how to approach the opinion of Beis Hillel. According to Rashi, we just learned the concept of mitach shotu l'tzayrich chutu namri loy l'tzayrich. So according to Rashi, midaraisa, even something which is not l'tzayrich, is permitted on yontif according to Beis Hillel. According to Tosfos, even though Beis Hillel, as we're learning, is lenient and saying mitach shotu l'tzarich chutu nami shloi l'tzarich, that's only under the circumstances where there is some tzarich. But if there is no tzarich, if there's no purpose at all, even Beis Hillel would agree that you may not carry that object on yontif. Only, and therefore that. Tosfos learns that mohatoich only allows you when it's needed, when you have a tzayrich. But if there's no tzayrich, it's not needed. And halacha, as is like, of course, like Beis Hillel, that betoich shotu l'tzayrich chutu nami shloi l'tzayrich. But as we've learned, that it has to have some tzayrich. There's a machloikus rishonim, as I said, Rashi's opinion is a midaraisa that doesn't need to be any tzayrich. Most Rishonim disagree. And there's a machloikus in the Rishonim, how to understand that. Rabbeinu Chananel's opinion is that it has to be tzarech hayom, there has to be a yontif need to allow, according to Beis Hillel, to apply the concept of metoich shotu l'tzarech, hotru nami shloi l'tzarech. Whereas, according to Rabbeinu Tam, there doesn't have to be a yontif need, there has to be a tzarech, but it doesn't have to be there doesn't have to be a tzarech yontif. Says the Gemara, Tana Kamei Rav Yitzchak Bar Adimi. The Tana taught us, Hashoicher Oilos Nedava. So the Oila Nedava is not obligated to be brought in yontif, and therefore, according to this Tana, Loika, somebody gets Malkus for bringing such a carbon on yontif, because it need not have been brought on yontif. And as we've been discussing in Amasechta, that even though one may perform Shechita on Yontif, that's when there's a Tzairich, when we're eating the carbon. But here we're speaking about a carbon, which is a carbon oila. None of the carbon oila is eaten, so therefore it may not be brought on Yontif. So again, a carbon, who Rashi explains, whose time is to be brought today, certainly you're allowed to bring on Yontif. That's what the Torah says, that carbon may be brought on Yontif. Rash, however, if it's a carbon, which is a carbon oila, So we're not going to eat any of this carbon. So therefore we have, and it's not obligated to be brought today. So therefore, you don't have a chiyuv. You therefore there's a chiyuv if you brought such a carbon in Yontif. However, explains Tosfos the very maskal ha-shoichet, that if somebody is going to be shechting shalmi nedava, even though, of course, shalmi nedava do not have to be brought on Yontif, but still, when you shech the carbon shlomim, there are parts of the meat that you're going to get to eat. So since there are parts of the carbon that you're going to get to eat, so therefore, there's no, it's mutter, because that's considered oichel nefesh. Amalei. So he learned this braisa, and Rabbi Yitzchak Bavdimi taught this braisa, and he was asked, Damal Chamani, whose opinion is this braisa? So they said, Beishamihi. It seems to reflect the opinion of Beishamai. The Amri, whose opinion is, as we learned when we explained the Mishnah, that Loy Amri Mitach Shotru Latzarech, Hotru Namish Loy Latzarech, that any malacha that's mutter for Eichel Nefesh doesn't make it mutter when it's not Latzarech Eichel Nefesh, because, says the Gemara, Beis Hillel, if we're going to want to say it's the following opinion of Beis Hillel, Amri, as we explained that Mishnah, Beis Hillel's opinion is that Mitach Shotru Latzarech, Hotru Namish Loy Latzarech. Once a malacha is mutter, it's mutter, it's even mutter shloi letzairich. But of course, the question that the Rishonim ask is that, especially according to the opinion of Tosfos, that Tosfos says that even when Beis Hillel is lenient and hot mitach shayotzer letzairich, hotu namish shloi letzairich, there has to be some purpose for it. There has to be some use for it. So what's the use of the carbon if, as we said, we're speaking about a carbon oila, which none of the carbon oila is eaten? So the Rishonim answer that there's a mitzvah one gets for bringing a carbon. So that mitzvah that you're going to get for bringing the carbon is in the same category as what Tosfos explained that gave you a tzairich. Getting a mitzvah is certainly considered a tzairich. Rabbi Yosef Engel explains, the Torah says explicitly, so the Torah is very clear that it's only allowing malachas of Eichel Nefesh. So as Rabbi Yosef Engel, how could Beis Hillel go and expand that to say, the Metoich Shotra L'Tzayruch, Hotra Namish Loi L'Tzayruch? So he uses a very interesting approach. He says, we start learning Masechta Baba Kama, And the Mishnah teaches us Arba Ovis Nazikin, that there are four general categories of Hezek. And then the Gemara teaches us, if there are Ovis, there must be Toldus, there must be derivatives. So he says that is the same concept that he says is the concept of Beis Hillel when we speak about Metoich. If the Torah says that Melachas Eichel Nefesh is Mutter, the Torah was not trying to limit and saying only under very limited circumstances do we say mitoich, but what the Torah do we say that oichel nefesh is mutter? But actually, he suggests that what Beis Hillel means to say is that the Torah meant to expand it. The Torah meant to expand it to as much as possible, and therefore the Torah says that we apply the concept of mitoich. That's what we're saying here. Vachinami. And that's why, according to Beis Hillel, Betoich Shotru Shchita L'Tzayrich, Beis Hillel holds the Shchita is Mutal L'Tzayrich Achon Nefesh, so we say Hotru Nami Shaloi L'Tzayrich, and therefore if somebody, according to Beis Hillel, would bring a Oila on Yontif, he would not be Chai, Oilas Ri on Yontif, he would not be Chai for the Shchita, because it's not considered a Gzeira. Of course, I saw that the Achroinim explain that if that's the case, Beis Hillel is applying such a broad leniency to Melachos and Yontif. So we had a discussion about Mechshirei Eichel Nefesh. If something that could have been done before Yontif, is it permissible to be done on Yontif? And we've learned many times that we don't allow it. So according to Tosfos, that's not such a difficult question. Because as we've been explaining, Tosfos' opinion is that Metoich is not a broad heter. And therefore, it's limited where there's a tzairich, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, has to be a tzairich yontif. And therefore, if it's something that could have been done before yontif, it's not permissible. However, when, according to Rashi's interpretation, that has such a lenient approach to understanding Beis Hillel's concept of mitoich, why are machshirei oichel nefesh not mutter on yontif? So I saw that the Pnei Yeshua explains that even according to Rashi, according to Beis Hillel, that we have the concept of mitoich, the melacha, the heter mitoich has to be in a case where there could be an oichel nefesh application. But in a situation where there is no oichel nefesh application at all, even Beis Hillel would agree that we cannot apply the concept of mitoich. And therefore, Beis Hillel will not allow, as we've been learning previously, that machshirei oichel nefesh may be done on yontif. Maskov, la rova, so Rabbi Yava asked, v'maydi b'shamei Beis Hillel ba'opligi, what pushes you to say that the machloikis b'shamei Beis Hillel is around the concept of mitoich? Dilma, maybe their machloikis is be'erev o'tzor l'shabbos, ve'erev o'tzor l'yontif. Of course, we know that midaraisa, one may not carry from a Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, or vice versa. Midaraisa, one may carry from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid. But as we learned in Masech the Erevin, Shlomo Melech made a gzeira that one may not carry from his Rishus HaYochid to somebody else's Rishus HaYochid. For Shlomo Melech was concerned that if you're going to carry from your Rishus HaYochid to someone else's Rishus HaYochid, you may come to carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim or vice versa. But what Shlomo Melech did put in place is a Ruvach Etzeris. If somebody, he and his neighbor connect each other through making Ruvach Etzeris, so then we look at the whole Chatzar as one Rishus, and one could carry throughout that entire Chatzar. So Haitzah Erev is very much connected to Haitzah. And the Gemara is suggesting that the Machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is there an issue of carrying on Yontif. Masover, Beis Shammai's opinion is going to be Erev Vaitzah L'Shabbos V'Eretzah L'Yontif. There is such a halacha on Shabbos and not on Yontif, Shabbos and Yontif. Well, Masov and Beis Hillel's opinion is Erev Etzol Shabbos, then Etzol Yontif, but only on Yontif, the Ksiv, because the Torah says regarding the Malacha of Etzol, Leisaitzi Mitzet Masim Beitechem B'Yom Shabbos, Pasuk in Yirmiyah. And we learn from here B'Shabbos in that the Issa HaEtzol is limited to Shabbos, B'Yontif Loi, not on Yontif. So the way the Rishonim explain, why would we think that Shabbos, the carrying is different than all other melacha, because as we've learned at the beginning of Masechet Shabbos, Haitzah is considered a melacha geruah, a weak melacha. The reason why it's considered a weak melacha is because all melachas, the melacha itself is asur. When we think about the melacha of carrying, the melacha is if somebody were to carry something very heavy within his home all day long, he hasn't been mechal Shabbos. And then if he'll carry even a pin outside, then he'll be chayif haitzah. So haitzah is a melacha geruah, and that's why haitzah is different than all other melachas, and that's why the Gemara is suggesting maybe the machlokes by Shammai Beis Hillel is limited to the melacha of haitzah. And the Gemara quotes the pasuk in Yirmiyah that says v'loitzaisi masim b'techem b'yom b'Shabbos. Of course, as we learned in Masechet Shabbos extensively, the issur to carry on Shabbos is not learned from a pasuk in Yirmiyah. The issur of carrying on Shabbos, we have sources in the Raisa. The reason the Gemara is quoting this pasuk is because this pasuk is a clear indication that Shabbos, when it comes to carrying, is different than Yontif. And that's the point that the Gemara wants to suggest, that only on Shabbos there's an issur carrying, not on Yontif, according to Beis Hillel, but has nothing to do with anything else. So I saw that the Meshech Chochma explains why is there a difference between Shabbos and Yontif. So he says there are different types of mitzvahs, and different mitzvahs serve different purposes. He says there's certain mitzvahs which the goal of those mitzvahs are to connect Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there are certain mitzvahs that are here to connect us one to another. And he gives examples. Tzitzis, tefillin, mezuzahs. They're all mitzvahs that connect us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Doing chesed matanas matanas, giving matnas aniyim, giving tzedakah. Those are all mitzvahs that connect one to each other. And he wants to suggest that that concept is what differentiates Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Torah says on Shabbos, Ayetze ish b'mekaymai. The Shabbos, we're not allowed to leave our place. Shabbos melachas oichel nefesh is not mutter. Because the purpose of Shabbos is to connect us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, carrying, which is a way that we become connected one to each other, is not permissible on Shabbos, because that isn't the purpose of Shabbos. Whereas Yom Tov is to connect call of Klal Yisrael. We all are oil regal together. We bring kabbonis together. Oichel nefesh, we're allowed to cook and have guests. So carrying, which also involves one person with the other person, is mutter on Yom Tov and also on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara. So now the Gemara is suggesting that the machlokes that we learned in our Mishnah is not connected to the issue that we've been discussing. It's a different subject altogether. It's related to the issue of carrying. Maskla Rabbi Yosef asks Rabbi Yosef and Rava El Ma'ata that you're saying that that's the machlokes. Lifliku, the Meshach and Beis Hillel should also argue over the concept of avonim. We know avonim are stones which are muksa. The entire basis for Issa Muksa is based on the Melach of Aitzah. Because Chazal said, we don't want you to move Muksa, because Chazal were concerned that if you don't move Muksa, you may come to carry objects from the Rishus HaYochid to Rishus Rabbim. So if we're saying that according to Beis Hillel, there is no Isser to carry on Yom Tov, then there should be no Isser Muksa on Yom Tov. So if that's the case, asks Rabbi Yosef to Rabbah, instead of Shalom Beis Hillel arguing by carrying a cotton and a lulav and Sefer Torah, which don't reflect the Issa Muksa, they should have even spoken about Muksa, says Rabbi Yosef, El Midloi Maflagi Bavonim, since we don't find that that's the subject of disagreement, Shema Mina, so we see from here that the Machlaikis is as we've been discussing all day. The Machlaikis says regarding Hatzar Shloi Tzarech Peligi. That means both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel will agree that the Melacha of Hatzar is a Melacha that applies on Yom Tov as well. The discussion here is how far can we be lenient? Where Beis Shammai holds that we only can be lenient when it's Litzarech Eichel Nefesh, and Beis Hillel holds that we can be lenient even if it's not Litzarech Eichel Nefesh. So the question is, now that Beis Hillel is lenient, and Beis Hillel says that we apply the concept of Metoich Shotru L'Tzayruch, Hotru Nami Shloi L'Tzayruch, and that's all we could be lenient with carrying on Yom Tov, so why wouldn't Beis Hillel be lenient in the carrying of Muksa on Yom Tov? If we're saying that Muksa is connected to carrying, so Beis Hillel is lenient regarding carrying, then Beis Hillel should be lenient regarding Muksa as well. So the Maram says a very powerful explanation. He says, as we've been learning in our Shir, there are two different approaches how to understand why Beis Hillel is lenient when it comes to carrying. Is it because the issue, the concept of Mitoich, or is it because there's no Isseroit Tzor bin Yom Tov? So says the Maram, if the reason would be because there's no Isseroit Tzor in Yom Tov, so there's no room for the Gzeira of Muksa. But if we say that Beis Hillel agrees that there is a concept of carrying on Yom Tov, we have a very lenient application to that Isser because of the concept of Mitoich. But that doesn't mean that Beis Hillel says that there is no Isser of carrying. Once Beis Hillel agrees that there is an Isser to carry on Yom Tov, albeit a much limited Isser, then we could understand why Beis Hillel will say that Muksa still ought to apply on Yom Tov. Vav Rav Yochanan Sover says the Gemara, so too does Rav Yochanan hold, that the mechloikis of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is around the concept of mitoich. Mitoich shotru l'tzoruch l'haitzol l'tzoruch hotru nami shloi l'tzoruch pligi. The k'tani tani kamed Rav Yochanan. The one that mine was teaching in front of Rav Yochanan. Hamavashal gid anasha. We know Of course, that we're not allowed to eat the Gira Nosha. If somebody cooks the Gira Nosha, b'cholov, in milk, in binyantif, for ochloi, and he eats it, lokei chamesh. He gets 5 malchus because he violated 5 different asurim. Lokei mishum ravashel gid, he's over for cooking the Gira yontif. Because even though cooking is permitted on yontif, one may not cook the Gira Nosha. Because since the Gira Nosha is not permitted to be eaten, so you have no right to cook it. And since you have no right to cook it, you're over for cooking that gid. V'loik mishum oichel gid, you're over the iser of eating the gid al nasha. V'loik mishum vashe bas b'cholav, you're not allowed to cook bas b'cholav, and the gid is meat and cholav. And the Torah says you're not allowed to cook. The Torah says loishvashik adib chalevi moi, and we learn from that there's 3 times the Torah says the iser. One is to teach us isa chila, you're not allowed to eat them together. One is to teach us isa ano, you're not allowed to benefit from them. And one is the isa bishul. V'loike, and you also get malchus mishum havara for making the fire, because again, you're only allowed to make a fire when there's a oichel nefesh component. Here, there's no oichel nefesh component, because you're not allowed to cook this. And the Rishonim point out that when we say we're making the fire and the cooking, those are 2 separate acts. First you put on the fire, that's the Isser Havara. Then you put the pot on top of the fire, that's the Isser Bishul. Vamalei, and Rabbi Yochanan told the Tana who taught this Braisa, Puk Tana Levra. Take this brisa outside the yeshiva. Don't consider this brisa as an authentic brisa, because havara bishul and mishnah. We never learned in yeshiva that there's an issa for havara and bishul under these circumstances. Why? Because since the halacha is that havara and bishul are mutter for eichel nefesh, it's also mutter for not lutzarich eichel nefesh. So now we go back to the beginning of our shiur. According to Rashi, this Gemara is very understandable. Because as we said at the beginning of our shiur, Rashi understands the concept of mitoich to say that there's no isser by these malachas. So therefore, bishul, havara, certainly malachas that are done for eichel nefesh, and Beis Hillel is teaching us, mitoich shotru letzoyruch, hotru nami shloy letzoyruch, and you can always cook and you can always make a fire and not be over midaraisa. But Tosfos, who says that even Beis Hillel, who says mitoch shotru letzoyruch, hotru nami shloy letzoyruch, it's only when there is some purpose. Here, there's no purpose. We're not allowed to eat the Gira Nosha. So, if so, we should be chayv malchus, even according to Beis Hillel, and not be able to apply the concept of mitoch. So Tosfos says a very bechiddush. This person indeed wanted to do something wrong. He wanted to cook bas b'cholov. He wanted to eat bas b'cholov. He wanted to eat gira nosha. Everything which you're not allowed to do. However, he did it l'tzarech eichel nefesh. His goal was that he was going to eat it. The fact that he was cooking and things that you're not allowed to eat doesn't remove from it that it should not be in the category of eichel nefesh. It's still certainly in the category of eichel nefesh. And still, since it's still certainly in the category of eichel nefesh, that's why if you hold the concept of Tach Shotra, Beis Hillel cannot say Yechayiv. Vim Tim Tzuloymer, continues Rabbi Yochanan saying, if you'll prove to me, Mishnah, that this is indeed authentic Braisa, we'll have to say Beis Shammai. It's following the opinion of Beis Shammai. The Amri that holds Loimri Matach Shotra Letzoyrach, Hotri Namish Loy Letzoyrach, that just only Eichel Nefesh is permitted, something which is not Eichel Nefesh would not be permitted. Therefore, here, Hachinami, that when you're cooking something which you're allowed to eat, you won't have an issa. Because says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yochanan, Beis Hillel, who holds, it's not limited to the malacha of carrying, but every malacha, we say, and even though, of course, these aren't something we're allowed to eat, still, it's enough that it should not be considered a malacha for which, according to Beis Hillel, you should get malchus, because we have the concept of mitoich. And that's the halacha l'maisa. The halacha l'maisa is that we have Beis Hillel's opinion that holds mitaych shoter letzarech chutin namishloi letzarech. The Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Heyom and Aleph, says the Megabin, making cheese on Shabbos, is osur because it's under the category of the melacha building, a boina building. And as the Rambam explains, when they take the pieces of cheese and they squeeze them together into one big chunk, that's called boina. So Tosis there asks a question. That he says, that Rav Yosef Masechta Shabbos on Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph and Aleph says that if one would be permitted to make cheese on Yontif, if one is one can make cheese on Yontif, because it involves Eichel Nefesh. So says Tosfos, if the Melacha Boina is permitted on Yontif, because it has an Eichel Nefesh application, when I'm making cheese, then it should be mutter, the Melacha Boina should be permitted on Yontif for any need, even according to Tosfos, who has the more limited application on Mitoich, but still, he says, if there's a Tzorich Yontif, then it says Beisil Matoch Shutra Tzorich Hutra Namishloi Tzorich, and we should be allowed to do it. So suggest Tosfos that if somebody's house Chas V'Sholem collapses on Yontif, it should be permitted to rebuild it. We should be allowed to rebuild the house on Yontif with the concept of Mitoich. So Tosfos answers that indeed, Midaraisa, there's no issa to rebuild a house on Yontif if it's Letzarech Yontif. However, since it involves Terech Yisera, rebuilding a house is a Terech Yisera, therefore it's included in the category of an Uvda D'chol, a weekday type of work, and therefore it's only Osam D'Rabbanim. So the Be'er Yitzchak asks, what's the halacha of somebody's sukkah Rachman Slan collapses on Yontif? He says that according to Tosfos, who says the building on Yontif is only an Issa Midrabanan, so if somebody's sukkah was to collapse on Yontif, it should be permitted to ask an Akum to rebuild the sukkah. Because the halacha is that we're allowed to ask a non-Jew to perform an Issa Midrabanan on Shabbos on Yontif when it's Letzarech Mitzvah. We need the sukkah for the mitzvah of sukkah. And since rebuilding the sukkah, Tosfos says now, is only an issur midrabanan, amir al-akum should be mutter. The Pnei Yeshua has a whole different approach. The Pnei Yeshua says that cheese making is considered boina only because you leave the cheese for an extended period of time. He says, that wouldn't be mutter on Yontif. Because what's the definition, says the Pnei Yeshua, of oichel nefesh that's permitted on Yontif? Oichel nefesh that's permitted on Yontif is something that I'm going to be able to use on Yontif. Since the cheese that I start to squeeze together won't be edible on Yontif, so then you can't make cheese on Yontif. If that's the case, there's never a case that boina is mutter for oichel nefesh on Yontif. Once boina is never mutter for boina is never mutter on Yontif, we can't for oichel nefesh. We can't then extend and say, says the Pnei Yeshua, the metoich shotru letzayruch hotru nami shloi letzayruch. So that means there's never a heter for boina on Yontif, and boina remains a melacha d'arais on Yontif. And boina belains a melacha d'arais on Yontif. If one sukkah chas v'shalom were to collapse on Yontif, he could not ask an Akum to rebuild it, because we're not allowed to ask an Akum to do a melacha d'araisa, mir al Akum, to ask an Akum to do a melacha d'araisa on our behalf, even when it's Letzarech Mitzvah. Midaraisa, one should be allowed to take off Trumas and Maisrus on Yontif. However, Chazal said that we may not take it off. We have learned earlier in our Masechta two reasons. One is because Nirak Masakin, by taking off the Trumas and Maisrus, it makes that the food that we have should be edible. So that's Masakin. And the other issue is that it looks like you're being Magdish. When you take off Trumas and Maisrus, it looks like you're being Magdish. You're not allowed to be Magdish something on Shabbos and Yontif. We discussed earlier in our Masech the concept of Afroshes Chala. Or, similarly, if somebody shechs an animal on Yontif, the halacha is that when you shecht an animal, there are parts of the animal that have to be given to the Kohen, the Zroya L'chaim and the Keva, those are called the Matnas Kahuna, and the halacha is they may be given on Yontif, because the chiv of taking off the challah happens when you make the dough. So if you're allowed to make a dough on Yontif, you're allowed to take off the challah in order to be able to eat that dough. And same thing, since you're allowed to shecht an animal on Yontif, you're allowed to take off the matanis. Now the Mishnah begins, after talking about these halachas, giving this introduction, now the question is, what about taking them to the kohen? So Beishama me'ema licha chala matanis l'kohen b'yontif, you're not allowed to take it to the kohen on Yontif. Bein me'emes, whether the chala and the matanis were taken off from before Yontif, bein shorama me'ayoyim, or whether they were taken off from foods that you prepare today, even though you're allowed to be mafresh them, the halacha still will be that you're not allowed to carry them to the kohen, according to Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel Matirim, Beis Hillel hold that not only may as we're allowed to be mafresh them, but we're even allowed to take them to the kohen. We're allowed to take them to the kohen as well. Amar lan Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel, I'll prove to you that you should not be allowed to. Gzeirus Shava, I'll learn with you Gzeirus Shava. And he says, Chalop Matanis Matanil Kayin. Both the Chal and the Matanis belong to the Kayin. The Truma is a Matanil Kayin. Shem Shem Elichim is a Truma. Everybody would agree that you can't take Truma to the Kayin in Yontif. Because if everybody agrees that you may not be Mafrish the Truma Maestros in Yontif, you certainly may not take them to the Kayin on Yontif. So to Kech Ein Melichs Matanis, all the other Matas Kuna may not be taken to the Kayin on Yontif. Amar Beisil, Beisil responds to Beis Shammai, Loi, you're not correct. Ima matam b'truma, shena zakabara mosa, truma, that as we just said, that everybody agrees, you're not allowed to be mafresh them on Yontif, that's why you're not allowed to carry them to the kohen either on Yontif. Time of matanis, but when we speak about matanis, shena zakabara mosa, that as we explained at the beginning of our Mishnah, that you're allowed to take them on Yontif. Since you're allowed to take them off on Yontif, you're allowed to take them to the kohen as well. So it begins the Gemara. When the Mishnah said shahurma mahayoyim, it means shahurma mahayoyim. We're talking about that you took off the matanis from the behemoth, the matanis kuna from them on Yontif, because you shech v'shenishkto ayoyim, and you shechted the animal today. Similarly, shorma me'emesh v'shenishkutu me'emesh, when the Mishnah speaks about something that was from yesterday, it's speaking about an animal that when Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to take on Yontif, matanis, it's talking about even an animal that was slaughtered on Yontif. And Beis Hillel is saying that even an animal that was slaughtered before Yontif may be taken, the matanis lakuna may be taken to the kohen on Yontif. So ask the Gemara if that's the way to understand the opinions in our Mishnah of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Ask the Gemara Mani Masnisen, Loi Rabbi Yosef, Loi Rabbi Yehuda. We'll have to say that our Mishnah is not consistent with the opinion of Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel, of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, rather with the opinion of Achairim. Why would we differentiate between matanis and chala? Matanis, says the Gemara, the Tanya. Before we go further, let's learn the Braisa. Amar Yehuda, lenechle Beis Shammai Beis Hillel matanis shomer meyontif. Beis Shammai Beis Hillel agreed that something that was taken off from erev yontif shemelichen imam matanis shomer meyoyim shnishk matayoyim. They may be carried on yontif to the kohen with matanis of animals and chal that were taken off today. Lenechku, where is their point of disagreement? Ela loylichem b'fnei atzman. Can we take chal and matanis from foods that were separated yesterday? Can we take them alone on Yontif to the Kohen? Beis Shammai says, "Ei malichin, we may not." Beis Hillel malichin, and Beis Hillel says, "We may." V'kachoy Beis Shammai, and this way Beis Shammai came to their point. Chala u'matanis matana l'kohen. Both the chala and the matnas kuna of the behemah belong to the Kohen. V'truma belongs matana l'kohen. Shem shem malichin sa truma, says Beis Shammai, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Just like you can't take the truma to the kohen on Yontif, kachem alichem is matanus. Anything that was separated from before Yontif may not be taken to the Kohen. Amalan Beisil, to which Beisil said, Loi, imamat matruma shen azakabai rabmasai. Truma is something that may not be removed on Yontif. That's why you can't take it to the Kohen. Timer, b'matanish azakabai rabmasan, anything that can be done on Yontif, you could carry that object to Yontif, to the Kohen. Am Rav Yossi. So Rav Yossi says his opinion. Everybody agrees that you can carry them to the Kohen on Yontif. We're only arguing regarding the Truma. Beshamer's opinion is that we may not take the Truma to a Kohen on Yontif. And where did Beisil take their opinion from? Chala matanas matan l'kohen. Both the Chala and the matanas belong to the Kohen. The Truma is given to the Kohen, matan l'kohen. Shem shemelichas matanas. Everybody agrees that we could take all the other matanas to the Kohen and Yontif, kach melichin is a truma, so therefore says Beisil, we could take the truma as well. Amr lan Beishamai, and Beishamai say to Beisil, loy, im amatib matanas, by matanas, I allow you to take them to the Kohen and Yontif, shizaki beramosim, because you're allowed to take them off in the first place in Yontif. Time of a truma, shen zaki betruma, so that you can't take off in Yontif. And now we get to the opinion of Acherim. Acherim Amrim, they both agree that you can't take the truma. The machlokes of matanos. We may not take matanos to the kohen. Beisil amrim malichim. So it seems that the opinion of the chayim is that Beisham and Beisil are arguing by all matanos, whether the matanos of an animal that was slaughtered before Yontif or whether one that was slaughtered in Yontif. By both of them, Beishamai's opinion would be that they may not be taken to the Kohen on Yontif. And by both of them, Beis Hillel's opinion will be that they may be taken to the Kohen on Yontif. As we began this piece of the Gemara, we learned that they thought in the yeshiva that our Mishnah is referring to Matanis, both that were slaughtered in Yontif, and Beishamai is going to say that they may not be taken to the Kohen on Yontif. And Beis Hillel says that you may. So it seems that our Mishnah, according to that understanding, our Mishnah represents the opinion of Acherim. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, Beis Shammai would agree that something that you're allowed to take off on Yontif, you are allowed to take the Kohen. And we're saying Beis Shammai says you can take nothing to the Kohen on Yontif. According to Rabbi Yossi, we certainly can't understand our Mishnah. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are only talking about the Truma. But carrying other things, even Beis Shammai will allow you to take on Yontif to the Kohen. Says the Gemara, Lema. So now, given our explanation, should we say that our Mishnah Chayim hi, v'loi Rabbi Yehuda, and it can't follow the opinion of Yehuda? Amar Rava says, there's a way to explain that our Mishnah could even follow the opinion of Yehuda. Mik Tani, did our Mishnah say, Shohurma Mayoim, v'shenishk Mayoim? Did our Mishnah speak about something that was done today? Shohurma Ktani. Loyalim Shitasam Emes. We're talking about behemoth that was slaughtered before Yontif and was removed before Yontif. And that's where Beis Shammai says it may not be taken on Yontif to the Kohen. But if it was something that was slaughtered on Yontif itself, where it was impossible to take it to the Kohen before Yontif, Beis Shammai would agree, as Rabbi Yehuda says, that you could take it to the Kohen on Yontif. So in other words, the Gemara is saying that we've been able to explain that our Mishnah does not necessarily have to follow the opinion of Acherim. Our Mishnah can also follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara. Now the Gemara takes it even a different direction. Lema, that our Mishnah only, Rabbi Yehuda he, could only follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, v'loi Acherim, and not the opinion of Acherim at all. Because the Acherim, when they explained the Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, they spoke about all matanas, whether from before Yontif and whether on Yontif. And our Mishnah differentiates, says the Gemara, a few of Tema Acherim. No, our Mishnah can follow the opinion of Acherim. Behanach the Nishchutu Me'emes. Our Mishnah is talking about things that were slaughtered before Yontif. But what was slaughtered on Yontif is not the subject of our Mishnah, because Beis Shammai would agree that that could be taken on Yontif. Yehochi asked the Gemara, if that's the way we're interpreting the opinion of Acherim, Hanu Rabbi Yehuda. So what's the difference between the Acherim and Rabbi Yehuda? It's the Gemara, Ikmenei Tefela. Rabbi Yehuda and the Acherim will argue matanis that you're not allowed to, that you're not allowed to take to the kohen, may you take them along with matanis that you're allowed to take to the kohen. Rabbi Yehuda says that Beis Shammai says that you're not allowed to take anything that was done before Yontif by themselves. But if you're carrying it together with something that you may take on Yontif, Rabbi Yehuda will be lenient. The Achirim will not be lenient. And Rabbi Chaim will hold what's done today can be taken today, what's done from before today cannot be taken today. But regarding today, regarding something that was done today, it could be a Chaim would agree that Beis Shammai holds you could take it even on Yontif. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul. So here, certainly the halach is like Beis Hillel. The question is, what is the way we apply the opinion of Beis Hillel? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, halach Krab Yosi. The Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are arguing regarding Truma. And therefore, if we pass him like Beis Hillel, and the Machloitis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is strictly by Truma, the halach will be that we'll be allowed to carry everything to the Kohen on Yontif. And says the Gemara, Rav Tovi Beredram Nechemya have like Garba the Cham the Truma. He had a barrel of wine which was Truma. Asal Kamed Rav Yosef, and he came to Rav Yosef with a Shiloh on Yontif, Amalei, and he asked him, Malam Toil HaKoyen HaIdna, may I carry this barrel of wine on Yontif to the Koyen? Amalei, and he told him, Hachi Amar Bihuda Mishmul, Rav Yehuda Mishmul clearly taught us the Lach is Krab Yosi, and there is no issue involved in carrying something on Yontif, carrying anything to the Koyen on Yontif, even though it's Truma.